Penguin Random House Audio presents Liturgies for Wholeness, 60 prayers to encounter the depth, creativity, and friendship of God in ordinary moments, by Audrey Elledge and Elizabeth Moore. This is the author, Audrey Elledge. A note on liturgy. Perhaps liturgy is a new word for you. Maybe you grew up in a tradition that practiced liturgy, but it feels irrelevant and outdated now. Or maybe liturgy, with its rootedness in sacraments, is something you have only recently longed for. Historically, liturgical prayer refers to responsive, communal prayer that is usually repeated in a worship service to direct people toward God. By repeating words based on scripture, which has been spoken by all sorts of people throughout history, liturgical prayer invites us into rich communion with both God and generations of worshipers who came before us. Liturgy reminds us that we are not alone. Our stories are woven together with the stories of others who have repeated the same words and who have reached for God in their pain and joy. Formation is at the heart of liturgy. Through liturgy, we learn the practices and rhythms of faith that shape our hearts, minds, desires, convictions, and whole selves. Liturgy forms us in the way of Jesus, which is to say, it forms us into the people we are meant to be. In this book, when we use the word liturgy, we are referring to an original pre-written prayer based on the comfort, truth, and wonder found in Scripture. We believe our daily lives present us with an opportunity to participate in liturgy. So we put words to some common experiences: washing our face, grocery shopping, napping, dancing, all through which we can encounter the divine. You'll also find prayers to guide you through life's highs and lows: falling in love, healing a broken heart, receiving a diagnosis, overthinking, forgiving. If you're at a loss for words, need fresh inspiration, or just feel exhausted, we pray these liturgies provide a steady, comforting framework for your own prayers. We wrote these liturgies to give language to the wonder and wrestling in your mind, body, heart, and soul. And we hope these liturgies invite you into a community of people praying the same words, anchored in the knowledge that God sees us and calls us beloved.
How to use this book. We are all beginners when it comes to prayer. If you've never prayed a day in your life, you are welcome here. If prayer is a part of your daily spiritual practice, you are welcome here. If you've picked up this book seeking nourishment through prayer, welcome. In these pages, you'll hear liturgies to orient your entire being toward wholeness. By addressing topics that pertain to the mind, the senses, the body, the heart, and the soul, as well as our homes, communities, and world, these prayers aim to bring all the parts of ourselves to God. This book can be listened to while you're in the gym, cleaning your house, or in your car on the way to work, available to be picked up as needed. While you could listen to this book from beginning to end, we hope that you'll take the time and find language that speaks to what you, a friend, or a loved one is going through. Feel free to use these liturgies individually, in the quiet of your room, or in the chaos of your life, as well as corporately, reciting them as a community with the intention of being collectively formed. As you listen to one liturgy at a time, take a deep breath. Listen to each line slowly and thoughtfully. Allow every word to land softly on your heart. Speak them directly to God and resolve to be fully honest with Him. Hope more wildly than you've ever dared to before, and listen quietly for the Father's encouraging response. As you engage in ongoing conversation with God, may your prayers transcend words, leading you into constant communion with your Maker and continual nearness to His presence. Above all, as you listen and pray, may God remind you that He is kind, gracious, beautiful, and good. May you sense deep in your soul that He longs to hear from you, no matter how fractured you may feel. If the pursuit of wholeness begins with brokenness, then may we come to the feet of Jesus together, free and open with our imperfections, examining what needs repair and looking beyond ourselves to the only one who can make us whole.
For the mind. Come, let us begin with the mind, stubborn yet elastic, forceful yet so easily led. As we listen for the quiet voice of truth, let us emerge from the hollow of our inflated egos and linger in the light. Though we may need to unlearn to understand, we take heart, for curiosity is a wonderful place to begin. Let us come to our questions with courage, for they are the seedbed of renewal. Let us explore the vast unknown of our minds together, for though we are often lost, we are not alone. May our imaginations stretch beyond themselves, for the Spirit awaits at the edge of the world's wisdom. May our thoughts fly upward until they are weightless with clarity and far from the liar's reach. May we resist deceit and ponder goodness until our bodies and souls follow suit, until our homes and neighborhoods and world are restored. May we give and receive grace in generous doses, for the journey to wholeness will take time and creativity and a multitude of mistakes, but the work will surely be completed. We are led by a faithful guide.
A liturgy for those who think they are always right. Here I am, Lord, your strong-willed child, your passionate apprentice, ready and willing to ride into battle with my armor on and my shield up. This boldness of heart is a gift, worthy of gratitude and cultivation, yet an urgency for accuracy and a devotion to discovering the right way have taught me to rely on my mind, overvaluing the power of knowledge and undervaluing the power of listening, defending not only what is good, but also myself and my heart, which is far more tender than I realize. And so, wise and gentle teacher, relieve me of my armor, these tools of self-protection, and help me be a humble student, that I may comprehend what is beyond my understanding. I cannot change my nature, but I can wrestle it closer to you. Bend me, like malleable clay, like heated metal, to be more like you. You, who possess the strength of kings. You, who restrain this power for good. You, who discern when to hold fast and when to relent. Here is my heart, Lord, fierce yet soft. May it be trained and restrained by the counsel of your Spirit. Show me the shape my strength should take, and place your hands over mine as we form, together, a heart that imitates yours. Open my eyes to all I do not know. Open my mind to the wonder of learning. Open my mouth so that I may speak with measured wisdom. For every thought, I need you. For every decision, I need you. For every impulse, I need you. My ability to be right is not what pleases you, nor what secures my respect from others. Rather, my ability to trust you
Sample complete. Ready to continue?